Welcome back. Today we're taking a classic funky drummer style break, slicing it up into a Live 12 pad ready drum rack, and then turning it into a performance system that can explode into rag infused chaos on command without the groove falling apart. This is an intermediate lesson, and the real star is automation. Not random knobs everywhere automation, but the kind that gives you controlled reckless energy, macro moves, clip envelopes, follow actions, and then recording it all into arrangements so it becomes an actual track. Not just a fun loop, settle in, because by the end you'll have a setup where you can play pads, launch clips like you're switching breaks, throw single hits into dub space, and pull off those jungle what just happened moments but still land the next downbeat clean. First, prep the project for drum and bass. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I like 174 as a starting point. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That's your safety rail. When things get hype, you want your clip launches to land predictably. Now create a few tracks. One MIDI track called Break Rack, a bass placeholder track. Even if you don't write bass yet, just leave the space for it mentally. A rag of aux or FX track, and two return tracks. Return A for dub delay, return B for splash verb. Quick philosophy before we even slice anything. Keep the groove tight. We're not adding chaos by being sloppy with timing. We're adding chaos by automating tone, space, density, and momentary destruction in the right places. Now we slice the funky drummer break into a drum rack. Drop your break loop onto an empty MIDI track. Then right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. That's usually the most natural choice for breaks. Make sure warp is on. Use warp mode beats, preserve transients, and set the envelope around 20 to 40. You want it punchy, not smeared. Live creates a drum rack full of slices. Open the rack, click through a few pads, and do a quick cleanup pass. For each slice and simpler, set it to one-shot mode. Turn snap on. Add a tiny fade, like 2 to 6 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks. Then gain stage. Make sure your loudest hits aren't clipping. If your rack is already slamming into the red, everything you do later will feel harsh and uncontrollable. Teacher note, slicing isn't just a technical step. It's the moment you choose whether you're going to own the groove with MIDI, or whether you're going to keep it more like audio. We're starting with MIDI slices because it's tight and playable. Later, I'll show you how to resample your performance back to audio for that unruly tape loop attitude. Next, build the funky to Raga Chaos effects chain using stock Ableton devices. On the break rack track, after the drum rack, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 Hz. Sometimes you'll go higher, like 40 or even 60 depending on your bass, but start at 30. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Boom. Keep it subtle. Maybe 0 to 20%. Breaks can turn flubby fast. Transients. Push it. Plus 10 to plus 30 is a good zone. Use damp to tame harshness. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 1 to 6 dB to start. We'll map it, so don't overthink the exact number yet. Then redux for grime. Keep it basically off most of the time. Bit reduction maybe 0 to 4. Sample rate down to about 8 to 15 kHz only for special moments. Redux is like hot sauce. The dish is not supposed to be all hot sauce. Then auto filter. Low pass 24 dB slope. No envelope follower. This is your sweep and your drop setup. Then utility. This is for width and level matching. Set width maybe 80 to 120%. And use gain to compensate when drive gets louder. Why this order? EQ to clean. Drum bus to shape punch. Saturator to add harmonic density, redux for controlled aliasing dirt, auto filter for tone moves, then utility, to keep your level and stereo behavior sane. It's about making your chaos rack feel deliberate, not like a random pedal board. Now set up your return effects. This is where the ragadub attitude really shows up, because a single snare tossed into space can make the whole pattern feel like it's talking. On return A, dub delay, add echo, set time to 1/8 or 3/16. Use 3/16 if you want instant jungle swagger. Feedback around 35 to 65%. Filter the delay. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so it doesn't eat your mix. A touch of modulation is great, just enough wobble to feel alive. After echo, add a saturator with 2 to 5 dB drive so the repeats grid up as they decay. On return B, splash verb, add hybrid reverb in algorithmic mode, plate or room, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 15, to 30 milliseconds so it splashes behind the transient instead of smearing the hit. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz, low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. The key concept, we're not living in the delay and verb, we're throwing specific hits into it. That's why automation matters. Now we build the performance brain. Macros. Group your post-rack effects into an audio effect rack. Then create 8 macros. Macro 1 is LP sweep. Map auto filter frequency from about 80 Hz up to 18 kHz. This is your open it up or close it down energy lane. Macro 2 is drive. Map drum bus drive from 0 up to 25%, and saturator drive from 0 up to about 8 dB. This is your aggression lane. Macro 3 is crush. Map redux bit reduction from 0 to 5, and sample rate from 44.1K down to around 9K. Again, momentary, think flash not always on. Macro 4 is punch. Map drum boss transients from 0 to plus 40. Optionally map a little EQ8 high shelf boost, like 2 to 4 dB around 7 to 10 kHz, but only if your break can take it without getting brittle. Macro 5 is dub throw. Map the break track send amount from basically off to around minus 6 dB. And map echo feedback from around 30% up to maybe 75%. But be careful. Coach note. Club proof your rack. Cap the feedback so it cannot self-destruct. You want hype, not a runaway siren that eats the drop. Macro 6 is splash. Map send B amount from off to around minus 8 dB. And map the reverb decay from about 1 second to maybe 3.5. This becomes your big moment button. Macro 7 is stutter gate. Add auto pan after the filter. Set it to a square shape, phase 0 degrees. Map rate from 1/8 to 1/32. Map amount from 0 to 100. When you push it, the break starts chopping rhythmically like a gate, and it feels performable. Macro 8 is pitch dive. One option, frequency shifter, ring mod off, and map frequency from 0 down to about minus 200 Hz for a dive. Another option, if you want a more authentic tapish vibe, map simpler transpose on a couple key slices, like snares or a fill slice, and only dive those hits. That second method is more manual, but it sounds very jungle when done tastefully. Now, important rule that keeps you sounding like a producer and not like someone testing plugins. Decide where chaos is allowed. A simple rule is, only one high drama modulation at a time. So maybe you do crush or stutter gate, but not both at full blast simultaneously. Your ear needs something stable to hold on to, and in drum and bass, that's usually the backbeat and the forward motion of the hats. Next, we build session view clips that feel like proper jungle switches. Create 4 MIDI clips on the break rack track. Clip 1 is clean roll. Make it 1 or 2 bars. Use the sliced break MIDI pattern. If live generated a MIDI clip from slicing, drag it in and tidy it. Keep the macros neutral. Now open the clip envelopes. This is where the live feeling starts. Choose mixer, then send A, and automate tiny dub throws. Like, one snare per bar goes from off to maybe minus 18 dB briefly. Subtle. Then choose auto filter frequency and add a gentle drift, like 12K down to 9K over a bar. Clip 2 is skank. Duplicate clean. Add a few ghost snares at low velocity, and add offbeat hat triggers. Then in clip envelopes, automate punch slightly up on bar 2, and put a small dub throw on the last snare before it loops. That last hit throw is a classic trick, it resets the ear. Clip 3 is mayhem. Duplicate clean again. Add a few rapid retriggers, like 1/32 notes on a snare slice near the end of bar 1. Then automate the macros inside the clip. Crush ramps up for half a bar then drops back. Stutter gate hits briefly at the end of bar 2. LP sweep does a quick down-up whoosh. Fast, like a gesture, not a slow sweep. Clip 4 is fill or rewind setup. Make it one bar. Program a tom or snare slice run, or an amen-ish chopped fill if you've got it. Add a ragga vocal one-shot on the downbeat, either here or on the separate ragga track. Then automate dub throw to max on the final hit, and close LP sweep down toward about 200 Hz on the last eighth note. That closing filter right before the drop is basically a tension lever. Extra pad performance tip. Use velocity like automation. On your key slices like snare and hat, map velocity to filter frequency in simpler, just a small range, and maybe a touch of drive. Now finger drumming doesn't just get louder, it gets brighter and more aggressive. That's free expression without touching a macro. Now let's give it the auto switch behavior. Follow actions. Open each clip's launch settings and enable follow action. A simple working setup. Clean plays for 4 bars, then goes to next. Kank plays for 4 bars, then maybe 70% next and 30% other. Mayhem plays for 2 bars, then maybe 60% previous and 40% other, so it tends to snap back to something stable. Phil plays for one bar and goes next. This creates that DJ-like feeling of switching breaks live, but it still loops cleanly because quantization and follow actions are doing their job. If you want even more variation without constantly jumping between clips, use probability inside the MIDI clip. Add extra ghost hits at low velocity and set chance to like 10 to 35%. Tight velocity range, like 12 to 28. Now you get organic variation while staying inside one clip identity. Now, Lev 12 bonus. Macro variations. On your Audito effect rack, create variations like tight roll, low drive, no crush, subtle punch, rag a push, more punch with a small dub throw, metallic dirt, crush up, filter slightly down, red lane fill, high drive, momentary stutter, big delay throw. Assign variations to keys or pads, and you can snap between whole personalities instantly. This is huge because it prevents the hand-on 8 knobs problem. One press, a whole vibe shift. At this point, you can play, but we're producing, so we capture it. Hit global record and perform. Launch clips, trigger scenes, twist macros like you're running a sound clash. As you record, think in phrases. Big moves tend to land best at the end of 8 or 16 bar sections, right before drops, or on the last hit of a fill. After recording, go into arrangement view. If automation is too messy, simplify it. Keep the character, lose the jitter, and do a quick sanity check. Are your delay throws masking the next downbeat? If yes, shorten tails, automate the return down, or reduce feedback.